The Blue Book by A.L. Kennedy. Read by Juliet Stevenson. Chapter 1. But here this is, the book you're reading. Obviously. Your book. It started now. It's touched and opened. Held. You could, if you wanted, heft it. Wonder if it weighs more than a pigeon or a plimsoll, or quite probably rather less than a wholemeal loaf. It offers you these possibilities. And quite naturally you face it. Your eyes, your lips are turned towards it, all that paleness, all those marks. And you are so close here that if it were a person, you might kiss. That might be unavoidable. You can remember times when kissing has been unavoidable. You are not, after all, unattractive, not when people understand you and who you can be. And you're a reader, clearly. Here you are reading your book, which is what it was made for. It loves when you look, wakes when you look, and then it listens and it speaks. It was built to welcome your attention and reciprocate with this, the sound it lifts inside you. It gives you the signs for the shapes of the names of the thoughts in your mouth and in your mind, and this is where they sing, here at the point where you both meet. Which is where you might imagine, might even elicit, the tremble of paper, that unmistakable flinch. It moves for you, your book, and it will always show you all it can. And this is when it needs to introduce you to the boy.